Welcome back to another jam-packed episode of the Travel Business Babe podcast, empowering you to step outside your comfort zone to create the life and the business of your dreams. The TBB podcast is the perfect blend of personal branding and personal development designed to give you tips, tricks, and strategies to help you create the life and online business of your dreams so you can have the freedom to work from anywhere. A travel business babe is the CEO of her life and her business. She dreams big and takes massive action on her goals. She harnesses the power of social media to build up her personal brand so that she can have the life and the business that she dreams of. Today, I will be talking about my experience and how I was able to enter the online influencer space. So let's backtrack about two and a half years. I was still living at home with my parents. I love them so much. I was just starting grad school. So I was just starting grad school to basically chase this kind of dream, I guess you would say, to become a teacher. I was starting this dream. I was attending grad school. I was doing my internship all day and I was going to class at night. I also had a boyfriend. So I was kind of balancing a lot of things as well as hanging out with my friends on the side. And it was very stressful. I was going through a little bit of a very difficult time when one of my really good girlfriends from college asked me if I wanted to go on a trip to Montana. Obviously, I said yes without even thinking about anything. I wasn't thinking about the cost of it. I wasn't thinking about where we would be staying or like what anything was going on. So I said yes. And the three of us basically started our adventure going to Montana, and it was amazing. Being the photographer and lover of editing that I am, I took 1,000 photographs. I was constantly editing pictures, and I actually started dipping a toe into using hashtags. This was something I kind of was seeing people use online, and I was like, oh, cool. Hashtagging is getting more engagement. But at that point, this word engagement was this like foreign concept to me. Like, I had no idea. It was basically like, what was my ratio of who was following me to who I was following, and then how many likes I was getting. When I started using a little bit of hashtags, I realized I was reaching people who I didn't even know. This is when I started realizing the power of hashtags and the power of Instagram. Instagram is this massive global market where we now have it at our fingertips. Like, we live in this digital age that no one else has lived in. Like, the world is legit at our fingertips, on our phones, on the internet. It's crazy. So when I was in Montana, I started posting pictures. I was editing them how I liked them, and I started using a few hashtags here and there. Now, keep in mind, before I was using these hashtags, I would look at people using hashtags and be like, oh my God, that looks like spam. I don't understand the purpose of hashtags. Or like, I just didn't understand it. I thought it looked so silly. And when I started using them, I was like, oh my God, I am reaching these people. I don't even know. Like, it was just so cool. And this awesome concept of talking and interacting with people on the other side of the country, on the other side of the world. And it was amazing. So after my trip to Montana, I decided to write a blog post. My blog post was actually featured on an amazing online community called Darling Escapes. And at that point, I thought that was like the coolest thing in the world. My blog post was published on this online space. Little did I know that from that point on, that was kind of the beginning point of my journey. So I was published online. I thought that was really cool. And I started posting more regularly. Now, when you post more regularly, that means that you are interacting with people more. People are seeing your content more. And it's like super exciting. While I was in grad school still, I was doing my internship, and I found myself on my phone interacting, posting pictures more than I was actually doing the job that I was supposed to be doing. Needless to say, fast forward a few months, I was doing a lot of like baking, and I would love taking pictures of food. I started, which was my first blog ever, it was called The Balanced Baker. And it was actually doing really well, which was crazy. I was just posting pictures of food. I was just posting like my favorite recipes. But then the more I was posting, I was kind of like, wait, I want to do more of lifestyle. I still love traveling. I wanted to cover the travel portion as well. And so that's when I realized, hey, why don't I start a lifestyle blog? This is when I started incorporating recipes as well as travels, as well as kind of like my favorite like face wash and stuff all on one website. And it was so cool because people were reading my content. I was able to post on my Instagram. Fast forwarding a few more months, obviously we're just going to be doing a few fast forwards. I started realizing how I could grow my Instagram. I had several strategies I was implementing. I had a marketing strategy. I was posting at least once, if not twice a day, interacting with every single person that was commenting or liking my photo. That is, hint, hint, an amazing way to grow your following if you are listening to this. And from there, basically, I grew 10K in under 10 months. So I felt so proud of myself. I was landing product for post deals, which honestly, when you're first starting out and someone offers you something for free, it feels so cool. It basically makes you feel like your content is worth being given free things for and being able to shoot. I remember landing my first deal with Pura Vida bracelets. I love them. They're an amazing brand. If you haven't heard of them, go check them out. They support such an awesome cause, and I love Costa Rica. So on the side of that, it was supporting an amazing country that I loved. I was getting so much product for posts that I was gaining a lot of momentum. I even started landing a few paid content collaborations. And that's when I started realizing and thinking, hey, people make money to do this and they make so much more than I do that people can actually live on this. Now, please keep in mind, I am not solely living on my content creation income at all by any means, but that is the dream that I'm chasing and that is something that I do want to continue to pursue. But I do wanted to just give you a little bit of background about how I entered the influencer space. So essentially I started out by you need to post a lot, you need to gain a following. From there, you will probably be offered free products. And that's amazing. Like when you're offered free products, you should be proud of yourself. Don't continuously wait for that to be paid because that is going to take a while. Honestly, it took me so long, especially to get to what I'm being paid right now. I would never have guessed I would be getting paid what I am paid right now 2 years ago when I was getting just free product. And now that I am where I am, it's such a win. And that is something that I have to keep my head up for because it is something that I am so proud of myself for, but I also am nowhere near where I would like to be. That is something that all of us creators, all of us photographers, videographers, content creators, models, whoever you may be, business owners, if you're just starting a brand, whoever you are, an entrepreneur, you may not be where you want to be, but continuously celebrate those small wins that you have made along the way. If you have come far enough in a week where, hey, you told yourself you would make a blog post once a week and you did that blog post, give yourself a pat on the back. Write down your win of the week. If you maybe want to lose 20 pounds and you've only lost 5, congratulate the 5 pounds that you have lost. It is amazing. You are taking a step towards your dream that you want to achieve, and that is something that you need to be so proud of yourself for. So many of us these days just look at that long-term goal and we say, oh, I'm not there, I'm not there, I'm not there. That is why so many people fail. That is why so many people stop. You need to congratulate yourself. If you need to make a list, if you need to keep it on top of your refrigerator, write down your win of every week. If you want to write down your win of the day, write down your win of the day. Hey, I didn't eat sugar today. That is amazing. Like, write down that you didn't eat sugar for a whole 24 hours. If you write down, like for me, one of my most recent wins was I had over 200 views on my blog for one day. That's amazing. That's not where I want to be, but I still had over 200 views on my blog for one single day after continuously posting for only 3 days. Like, I was so proud of myself for that. And that is something that all of us need to work on, is just to be proud of those mini accomplishments that we have. Those mini accomplishments are what is going to actually get us to our long-term goal. And that is why Be the Influence podcast is here for you, because we are here to help you maintain that positive attitude, maintain an awesome headspace, and offer you those action-based tips to help you achieve that goal and create the life of your dreams. I am so excited that this is the first episode because we have so many more to come. I have so many top brands, entrepreneurs, business owners, and influencers lined up to come on this show for the next several weeks that I cannot wait to share with you their stories and their tips and tricks. Be sure to stay tuned, and if you are listening, be sure to hashtag Be the Influence podcast on my latest post so I know that you have been watching and I will be able to shout you guys out on some upcoming podcasts. I am so super excited to get to know you guys, to start building this podcast community, and for the next week's show. See you there.